Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Inside Performance Podcast. We are here today. I'm Adam Ash, and we have got Grayson Hart on the other end of the call here, alongside our good friend Sam Jarman. Sam,
good afternoon.
Yes, good to have you on here. How are you, chaps?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. And you? All ready for the big game?
Fantastic. Yeah, it's Friday. You've got a game tonight. Playing against Munster, looking forward to it. Weather looks good out there, so fingers crossed the rain stays off and we can get a nice open game of rugby, plenty of tries end to end. And what about you, G? How are you?
I'm very well, mate, very well. Just finished training for the day. Sun's shining here in London, so yeah, very nice, enjoying that. Good to be on the call here with a couple of decent blokes, you two. Our mate Sam Jarman, looking forward to a very insightful conversation. I've had a few with you two blokes. Sam, I've had the honour of connecting with you, had you along to our event, which you really contributed really nicely. And I know a lot of guys, especially my teammates who came along, really resonated with where you're pointing. And I've had the honour of coming along to your rugby club that you work, you share this understanding with, and had the chance to speak with some of the players. So that was cool. I'll just quickly mention, Adam, lovely interview, mate, on the BBC.
Yes, mate. Top man, well done.
Inside-out understanding, and from speaking to you, I think you called me up that afternoon and you had media duties. They sort of pick out, what, one or two players a week to have media, and you go over and chat to this, say, four or five media people, don't you? And Adam called me up and he said, hey, mate, I had media today. And one of the guys, or a few of the guys, they just kept asking about the inside-out understanding and our inside performance podcast. And the majority of the interview was sort of around that. So that was quite cool. So and a really nice interview's come out by, was it David Curry?
Yeah, the legend, David Curry.
So he put together a lovely article. So check that out, people. Probably just chuck Adam Ash BBC interview or something like that. Yeah. Very insightful, and I really enjoyed it myself. So well done.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind. Well, we seem to have a little thing going here. Is it the Friday afternoon club where we all
Friday
just...
Friday afternoon social, mate.
That's the name, yeah. That's the
Friday
Facebook.
Friday afternoon social, yeah.
Yeah.
Just three blokes on a Friday afternoon. We get on Skype and we really talk about the true nature of life and have a yarn about that. And a few other subjects pop up too, I guess.
Always, they always do. Always exciting conversations and insightful. But I guess today we wanted to kind of discuss the topic of energy when it comes to performance and when it comes to life as well, because it's all the same thing. But I guess we've all experienced a time, Sam, being a professional golfer and now coach, Grayson, obviously we're both professional rugby players, but we can probably all say, and anybody would agree with this, that there's times where we've played or we've trained and times where we've felt extremely clear and energized and it seems like there's no effort into performance. It just sort of comes through us. And then if you look at the opposite to that, there's times where we've had performances and we're jammed up. We feel like every single movement we make is difficult and there's a lot of effort that comes with it. And sometimes we can often feel slow or not quite up to speed with the game. So I think, yeah, we're going to sort of delve into a little bit of chat around this topic, because it's one that, since coming to see the inside-out nature of the mind, however, wherever I've been on the spectrum of, you know, high energy, low energy, medium energy, it doesn't seem to play as big a factor in my performance anymore. And wherever I'm at, I guess I kind of, for most of the time, understand that I can just go and play anyway. And the more we see that, the less we pay attention to what energy is flowing through us. So how you guys found that? When it comes to golf, Sam, can you talk a little bit to this and maybe some of your experiences that you've had?
Yeah, sure. It's when I was playing full time, I wasn't in this understanding at all. And I used to, you know, if I was feeling a bit lethargic, or, I mean, golf's one of these funny games where you can be playing, you know, you guys have kind of got a match time where you know you've got to be in a certain place, a certain time, and you've got 90 minutes or 80 minutes or whatever where you're going to play. I mean, golf is one of the few professional sports where you have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning some mornings and be on the tee at maybe 6:30. So you've got all your warm-up and everything to do. You've got to get fed, you've got to get your warm-up done, and you've got to be on the tee by, you know, sometimes at the crack of dawn. So, yeah, you know, I used to be very much trying to manage my energy levels, you know, so I'd think if I didn't get a good night's sleep or I was tense, you know, I had a lot of thinking going on. I didn't understand that my greed, to which the only way your state of mind can affect your performance is the degree to which you believe that your state of mind can affect your performance. So I would be under the impression that I had to be feeling good in order to play good. And if I'd had a bad night's sleep, or I'd had to get up early, or I hadn't eaten the right things or whatever, I would then have a load of thinking going on about that. And obviously, the more thinking you've got going on, that's using up your mental energy as well. And then that, you start thinking, oh, now I'm mentally tired. And all of a sudden, you get on this kind of downward spiral where, you know, you buy into your thinking that you've got a problem.
We've all been there, haven't we? God. It's one of the things that there's no... one of the things that I certainly see there's no getting away from is that conflict that's going on, you know, in terms of if you're in a moment of a lot of thinking, that conflict is, I guess it's normal, but it's when we energize it and when we buy into it that's when we're potentially going to run into a bit of a trouble. So how have you found it, Grace?
I can really relate to what Sam just said with his golf career. So it's amazing. Like, obviously, it's a universal thing, you know, like golf, rugby, going on a date, going to work in the morning. I mean, mate, there's times where I've got something as casual as meeting up with people for coffee. And I then, moments before, I feel really insecure. And I have all this thinking running through my head of, like, why I shouldn't go, or I'm tired, or all of this. And most of the time, you just sort of get what that is and you go, and then you have a great time and you connect with people and you enjoy yourself. Whereas, I say most time, whereas now I live in with this understanding that we speak of, and through that being able to see life more clearly and understand my experience, you know, I fall for that. I don't fall for that insecurity and as much of the time. So yeah, I usually end up showing up. Whereas maybe in the past, like, I would think, oh, there's something wrong with me, or I feel anxious, or I don't feel good, or I can't be around people at the moment. And I would stay in my room, or I'd make an excuse and not go. And then thinking back times in rugby, like, it's natural to feel, as we know now, it's natural to feel insecure. So there'd be times in warm-ups where, say, I'd go out and I'd be warming up and I'd feel fatigued, like I'd be blowing. And then I'll get insecure thinking going through my head, like, oh no, this isn't good. Like, I'm worn out already. How am I going to play the game? And without understanding my experience, I would believe all of that insecure thinking going through my head, and it would seem like there was something wrong with me. And whereas now, like, I understand, like, we can't control our thought. We can't control whether it's confident content running through our head or insecure, or if we're feeling clear and good and easy and flowing, or feeling a bit, like you allude to, Adam, you know, like things seem harder to do, it's a bit more tense. That's actually not in our control. And knowing that knowing that our capacity to perform is within us, and that feeling state is variable, that state of mind is variable, it's going to ebb and flow between confidence and insecurity. And in fact, understanding that that's natural allows us to perform from that place within us.
It takes so much off the table, doesn't it, mate? Because if you know, I've done it in the past where, you know, I would be constantly worrying about my energy levels and monitoring my energy levels. And if I started to feel low, or if I started to feel tired, I would be then looking for some sort of coping strategy to kind of, because, you know, oh shit, I'm feeling tired. I'm not going to be able to perform if I'm feeling tired. I need like a Red Bull, or I need some sugar, or I need some chocolate, or I need, you know, whatever other you know, kind of thing that, that human beings want to use to self-medicate. If you understand, like you say, that your state of mind and your energy levels are constantly ebbing and flowing, you just see that that's the natural way that human beings are, and a low state of mind or a low energy level is just a temporary thing, and there's nothing that you need to do, there's nothing you need to take, there's nothing you need to cope with in that situation. It's just, you know, once your thinking clears and your thinking moves on, you'll feel energized again. It's, you know, somebody once gave me a great example, is if you were sat in your chair at home and you were tired and you were, you know, you were really weary, you'd had a hard day or whatever, and suddenly you got a whiff of smoke and you're thinking, oh, suddenly went, oh no, the house is on fire, you'd pretty quickly find the energy to get up out of your chair and get out the front door. And you know, that's how it works. Your thinking changes and all of a sudden your energy levels change regardless of what's going on. You know, the mind and body system is just so deeply connected that, you know, your thinking changes and you'll suddenly find the energy that was missing even a second ago, just from, as I say, that old stale thinking, that old stale I'm tired thinking just naturally moving on and fresh thought taking its place.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing as well, I guess, like, what mainstream sports psychology is about at the moment, it's all about coping, like you guys say. And I guess from my perspective, I can certainly speak for me and probably you guys as well. Now that we understand that our thinking's not in our control and our energy's not in our control, you know, how clear is it to you know, think back to times where you attempted at maybe using a coping strategy and it's just so clear that it never worked?
It never worked. It might, with me certainly, there might have been things that I did that looked like they worked.
Yeah, but it was never the thing.
Yeah, that's almost the worst thing that can happen to you when you know you do something to try and cope with something, and it actually, you then go out and have a good performance, because then it's reinforced the myth of the outside-in understanding that it was what you did that made you feel better, when all that it was your thinking changing and you know, that state of mind rising up as it always does. But there was a coincidence of you doing something and that state of mind rising. And that's kind of the worst thing, because then what do you do next time? You go and try it again. And then it doesn't work. And then you're like, oh, shit, now what? You know?
It's like you hear, say, for example, one of those maybe coping mechanisms you hear about is like a breathing technique, something like that. And what we're saying here is, there's nothing wrong with doing a breathing technique, right? There's nothing wrong with breathing.
as a
technique to clear your mind, that's not how it works. It doesn't work that way. So, for example, if you're feeling a bit like tense and anxious or a bit stressed or whatever, and you leave your mind, we talk about the psychological immune system that's actually built into us, and that coming to understand the inside out nature of life allows that immune system to run its course and the mind clears. And you know, who knows, like, if your psychological immune system's left to do its job and the mind's clearing, a natural byproduct of that is you might find yourself, your breathing slowing down or taking deep breaths or...
Very true.
So there's nothing wrong. It's not the breathing thing that we're saying, that's when we innocently attribute that to what clears our mind, because you sit and do that breathing technique, say you got 30 games in the season, if you do that breathing technique before every game, I guarantee you the result's not going to be the same, because it's not the breathing technique. The mind's either clearing on its own or it's not. And understanding of how the mind works, from that we live in the feeling of an energy that ebbs and flows, allows our that psychological immune system that we're pointing to here to run its course. And one of the greatest things is just knowing that even if you feel insecure, you got a lot of on your mind, whatever, you can just play. You can still go play to the same level as when you're feeling clear and confident. And that's a massive, massive that's
huge.
A game changer for me, like just that knowing. And speaking like on energy, I look back before I had all this conditioned thinking around, you know, my body, like, and what my body was capable of and all of that, to when I was a kid. And I'd play games of rugby back to back. And I'm sure my body was, my muscles, yeah, they were probably sore and tired from the first game. But in my head, I wasn't clinging on to all this thinking around, oh, you're going to get injured or you can't perform now because you're tired from the last game. I was just playing.
Yeah. So
it's amazing we talk about when, in the common sort of, I guess, pre-paradigm way of seeing life that we work from out to in, with that misunderstanding, and when I say out to in, we're talking about that, you know, circumstances are the cause of our feeling and our experience. With that misunderstanding, you can hold on and hold on to a lot of old thinking and concepts and ideas. And so pretty much what I'm trying to say is, back when I was a little kid, before I had all these concepts and ideas, I could just, you just play. Like, you just keep playing.
It's so
and
funny.
We all probably played in the park when we were little kids for like hours and hours, you know?
Come in when you're hungry. You don't come in when you're tired.
Yeah, exactly. It's like yesterday, actually. I was in the swimming pool up at the local leisure club up at David Lloyd with Ali Price Grayson. And there was a kid sort of with his mum, and he had a younger brother, and the mum was sort of looking after the younger brother. And Ali was doing a great job of just looking after this kid, like not looking after him, maybe 4 or 5 years old. But this little kid, he just kept jumping in the pool, getting back out, jumping in the pool. And Ali was like holding little things up, and he would jump over them into the water. And he was just going non-stop. And he was just energized. He was just, and that's like you say, you know, and it's so, we see it so much in young kids. They don't have these things and thoughts and thinking ingrained into them about, you know, or they don't blame, or they don't cope in any way. And that way, because it's not in there, they're energized. They live, they get on and they live life. And it just seems to, you know, it seems to flow through them. It's like Nico, that guy, Jesus, ball of energy, that boy. So many guys.
Instinctive character, that guy. He just, yeah.
Yeah,
and you know, saying that, when I first started playing professional rugby when I was 19 back in Auckland, one of my favourite things outside of my rugby career was I used to love playing touch rugby with my friends, and we would play every single Sunday at the same field with a whole group of us, and we would play for hours, like literally 3-4 hours, just playing, wow, playing non-stop. When I made it professionally, I still say I'd play on a Friday or Saturday for Auckland. I'd go and play touch on a Sunday for 3 or 4 hours, like hard out touch, like we were going for it. And it wasn't until later on where people started to say, oh, that you should, like, you know, oh, you got to look after your body, you got to do this, that, and the other. Then I stopped. And probably it makes sense to like manage your load and stuff like that. But it's just amazing because I never once felt tired going in on a Monday after playing touch and stuff. But it's amazing the power of right?
It's such an interesting subject, this one. And yeah, it's so, you see it so much. You see young kids, and you see them experiencing the highs and the lows that energy brings. One moment really clear and content, and then the next moment having an absolute tantrum. And in some respect, I think the inside out understanding, the more that we strip away all those conditioned thinking that we have and whatnot, that can often be the case, as we feel at times so playful and energized, and then there's times we don't, and that's cool. That's really what the human experience is all about, isn't it?
It is, and it's so, you know, as kids get older, you know, the outside in illusion becomes stronger, because you know they'll be having a tantrum and their parents will come and ask them, oh, know, what's wrong? Who did that to you? Why do you feel that way? Or, you know, oh, that kid's got a load of energy. Yeah, it's because of the chocolate bar he's just eating, or the sugar rush that he's on. Or, you know, it's like, you know, the moment that we start to, as I say, and it's done innocently, but this, as I say, the outside in illusion is so powerful. It's just, it's very hard to get away from it. And until you know, as I say, you know, you guys and myself, we've been around this a while now, and we still, we still fall for it. We still get taken in by it. And, you know, we'll still have days where we feel lethargic or whatever, and we'll, you know, oh yeah, I had a long car journey here, or, you know, I didn't sleep very well last night. And it's just done innocently in the heat of the moment, where we look around to our outside circumstances to try and find a reason why we're feeling the way we're feeling. That's what we do. And as I say, it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, running out onto a rugby pitch with a, you know, with 40,000 people there, and the commentators going, oh, you know, the buzz of the crowd has really lifted the players, or he's feeling, you know, he's feeling, he looks tired because, you know, he's, you know, had a bad game and he's lost his confidence or whatever. All of this outside in stuff is constantly brought up, and it's hard. You know, if you don't understand it and you don't see it clearly, that looks like a very persuasive argument a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Another interesting one that sort of is coming up for me is how, in terms of, say, performance or energy, like, there's a lot of, I guess, concepts in professional sport that your training, say, during the week or the day before a game or whatever, is a direct relation of how you're going to perform. And you hear it constantly over and over, like, oh, we need to lift the intensity now, or that session wasn't good enough. If we go like that into the game, you know, we're going to get smashed. Yeah, it'd be cool to have your guys' perspective, because the more I've come to see this is, if that was the case, it has to be 100% of the time, but it's not. Like, I've been in teams where we've trained averagely and then performed amazingly the next day. I know players who have not trained the whole week, you know, they've had niggles or whatever, and then they go out and play unbelievable games. So if that's a true thing, how does that work? Or, you know, you hear about Jonah Lomu, the legend, before, I think it was like 95 World Cup quarterfinal or semi-final, where, like, the game that the man made a name for himself, I think he ran over Mike Cadd and half the England team most of the game. He says he did not sleep a wink the night before, and he was shitting himself, and the guy went out and played an unbelievable game. So it'd be interesting to see your guys' view on that.
You hear it with the warm-up as well, you know, oh, we didn't have a good warm-up. You know, I knew we weren't going to play very well because there was no intensity in the warm-up. Yeah. Or
you hear guys going, it's too quiet, boys. You need to lift the intensity.
and look, you know, it's like I say, it's innocent, but you just kind of, as I say, we're looking around for reasons all the time, and it just perpetuates this outside-in. It's outside in me. Oh yeah, you know, I can't understand it. We had a great warm up, and then the guys just didn't show up. And it's like, mate, it's got nothing to do with it. It's, you know, it's the moment. It's understanding, like you say, in that moment, your state of mind and your thinking and how you feel has got no power to influence your performance. You know, your performance, your capacity to perform is a constant. Your state of mind, your thinking, they're the variables, not the other way around.
Yeah, nicely put. Should we wrap it up, guys?
I think yes, mate. You've got to go and get your lucky underpants on.
Oh God, I know. Better get them on. I don't have any. I have been wearing these free ball bags. You heard the ball bags? They do like
good underwear, those.
I got about 5 or 6 free pairs from the company, so I've been wearing them for the last wee while. I might stick my Glasgow Warriors ones on. I've got a Glasgow Warriors set, so. Not for good luck.
I've still got my Glasgow Warriors pair of those, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a good lad there, man.
He's a good man.
Yeah. Ball bags, underwear.
Shout out to ball bags.
So you got a big game, Adam?
Yeah, it's a big one, man. I'm Glasgow v Munster, always good games, physical. These Munster players are passionate. They're massively passionate about the club over there. And they can be extremely physical to play against. So I'm looking forward to it. It's always makes for a good game against Munster. So, yeah, let's keep the fingers crossed.
Your feeling and mind, your state of mind's going to probably ebb and flow from now and all the way through the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Already has been doing that for the full day today.
What do you do about it, mate?
Just keep living. keep living. You keep going on, and that's it. You just go and play. And
the more you understand that that's completely normal,
yeah,
the more you just carry on, and likelihood is you're just gonna keep doing what makes sense to you in the moment. And I guess just knowing that that's completely normal allows you to just stay in the moment. No coping, no trying to fix things. You don't need to ramp your thinking up to try get to a better place, or, you know. And that's been cool to see you out there playing with good with clarity, mate. And even though, I guess,
all the time,
when you're not feeling that clear, you know that source of clarity is there, isn't it?
The funny thing is the last sort of, not, you know, last week was a little bit of a different experience, but the 2 weeks before that, genuinely, I've been all over the place. Like, not seeing it clearly at all. And it just shows, you know, like, hey, doesn't make a difference.
Isn't that the case? I mean, I remember, you know, we were sat here the first one of these we did a couple of weeks ago, and you were like, we were going to record something, weren't we? And you were like, I don't want to record something today because my head is gone.
No, exactly. That's it. And it's just so normal. You know?
You know, I bet you, though, if we had recorded something, it would have been good.
I can guarantee you.
Because that clarity doesn't leave you. You know?
Absolutely.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, hey, it's amazing because we're just humans, right? Like, no matter what, you're going to ebb and flow in security, confidence, and clear part of life. The more we know that, the more life's an amazing journey, really.
Better it gets, mate. Better it gets. What about you, mate? You got a big local derby this weekend, I think.
Oh, local derby Sunday.
It's Sunday, is it?
London Scottish, so it'll be good. Yeah, it'll be good.
The boys, is it Sunday, you say?
Sunday afternoon, yeah.
No, it's on Sky Sports. I'm going to watch it.
I might come down and watch that, mate.
Oh,
I might
tell
you up for a ticket.
Yeah, mate. Cool. We'll sort it out. Yeah, nice.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck, boys.
Smash good it. Luck.
Enjoy.
Indeed. Have a good one. Catch you later. Right.
Cheers, fellas.
See you guys.